Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hello, dear Amelia listeners. Before we begin our show, we wanted to give a quick shout out to a brand new show by some friends and colleagues of ours that has just launched. It's called World Gone Wrong, and it's a fictional chat show about friendship at the end of the world. The two hosts discuss topics such as, what do I do if my ex-boyfriend gets taken over by an alien body snatcher? How worried should I be about sewer alligators reading maps in downtown Chicago? Should I change my office hours to accommodate the vampire student in my class? And what is the deal with that guy showing up in all our old pictures? The show makes use of the classic podcast chat show format, but injects it with wild imagination and fantasy. The show is made by the team that brought you Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. You can find World Gone Wrong on all podcast apps, and we'll play you their trailer at the end of this episode. Welcome to a new episode of The Amelia Project. Some listeners of the show recently took it upon themselves to create an Amelia Project Wiki. It's an incredible resource with pages for all the main characters and clients, and it's a place where you can delve deep into the Amelia Project world. So we'd like to dedicate this episode to everyone who's been involved in setting up this wiki. Øystein and I were genuinely blown away when we discovered it. And in case you're interested in checking it out or even contributing information for it, we'll add the link in the show notes to this episode. And now, on with the show.
Congratulations. You have reached the Amelia Project. If you're not serious, please hang up. If you continue, there is no return. Good choice. There is a new life awaiting you. You'll hear back from us. If you don't hear back, please consider this a hoax. Leave your message after the beep.
Come at night. Wear dark clothes. When you approach Abbott's Cliff, row 442 yards south-southeast. Take a sharp left, and you'll see the tunnel. Row into the tunnel. You might want to blow it up behind you. Only do it quietly. I'll be waiting for you.
Toodles. No, I mean...
Bye.
Project, created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound direction by Frederick Baden. Design by Eli Hamara McElveen. Episode 52. Saga.
Alvina, how would you like a challenge?
Depends.
A client just called and she's hiding in a tunnel. I'd like you to go there.
To pick her up? Sure, why not?
No. You see, it's an outcall.
Right. Wait. Are you suggesting that
I'm suggesting that you do the interview.
No. No, 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 no.
Why not?
Amelia, I've never done an interview before.
You know the drill. You've worked here nearly a decade.
I have absolutely no training in interviewing.
You have no training in death faking either, but you've picked that up just fine.
That's just paperwork. It's what I do. Interviewing is an art. There's a reason we've got him for that.
You'll be fine.
Why don't you do it?
I'm busy.
Doing what?
If you must know, I'm meeting with a member of the gendarmerie.
The police? Why?
Diversion tactics. She's conveniently placed in the organization. She can help shift any attention that comes our way in another direction. I've been priming her for a few weeks, and she's coming along, but she's a bit of a tough cookie. So I have to take her out.
Oh, Amelia, that's ruthless.
What? What? No, not take her out, take her out. Like, take her out. Out. Like, you
what?
Know, dinner.
Oh, oh, thank goodness.
Wait,
oh.
What? Who do you think I am?
Hey, no, wait. So whilst you're whining and dining a hot police lady...
That is
you're sending
not
me
what I'm doing.
On a mission that is bound to fail.
It is just an interview. You can't fail.
But I just don't like... Ugh.
Yes?
People...
Listen, I get that you're nervous, but you'll be fine.
Why can't he go? It's his job.
Have you seen him today?
No.
Come here.
Is that really so? That is so interesting. Oh, please tell me more.
Who's in there?
Just listen.
But Mr. Gollyhead, really? Now, I can't believe that's true. I really can't. I really, really can't. I really, 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 really can't. Really? Wow.
Who is this Mr. Gollyhead? A client?
Shh.
No, that's not true. I did no such thing. I'll kill you.
Oh, my God. He's going to kill the guy. We've got to stop him right now.
Just wait.
Amelia, he killed the guy. He killed him.
Mr. Gollyhead is a teddy bear.
Blood on my hands.
A teddy bear?
Mm-hmm. He just killed his teddy bear. Again. Third time this week. Should I drop you off at Gare du Nord?
Of course. So, where is this tunnel?
England.
What?
Relax.
I can't go back to Britain.
You'll barely be touching British soil.
But you said...
The client is hiding in a cave in the White Cliffs of Dover. You'll be taken there by Gustav. You'll meet him in Calais.
Gustav?
He used to run a drug cartel, but he wasn't very good at it. In the end, he was tired of doing time, so we set him up as a fisherman. He'll take you across the channel in his fishing cutter.
Great. Back into hostile territory with a convicted criminal.
Gustav will have to stay well clear of the coast, of course. As soon as the White Cliffs come into view, he'll give you a dinghy and you'll row the last stretch to the cave alone.
Are you joking, Amelia?
What? I thought you'd enjoy this. Cliffs, seagulls, it'll remind you of home.
Huh. Somehow, I really, really doubt that. flashlight won't work. Shit. All right then, let's go old school. My best blazer. Glad no one could see that. I'll try to light the torch this time. That's better. Wow. Look at that. Hello. Amazing. Just bats.
Do you like my friends?
Jeez! Where did you come from?
Hi, I'm Saga. How do you like my cave?
Very fascinating. The stalagmites, their shapes.
Yes.
Yes.
That one looks like a bomb from the Second World War.
I guess if you squint a bit.
I like bombs.
Right. So, Saga, good to meet you. Welcome to the Amelia Project. We don't normally do outcalls, but I'm very fine. Absolutely okay to be here in your charming bat cave. You're a fan of Batman, are you? Batman. The Dark Knight. Gotham City. The Joker? You're not familiar with...
I don't know anything.
Well, you knew about this place?
Not really. I just happened to stumble upon it whilst wandering around. I do that a lot these days.
Wonder.
Stumble. My legs don't know what they're doing yet. I fell through that hole in the ceiling over there.
Oh, that must have hurt.
Yep.
So you can't get out?
Oh, no, I can. There's a hole at the end there that takes me right back up to the surface. I come out behind the toilets on Samfireho Beach.
I see. So, Saga, why have you called us here?
It said on the answer phone message, to ensure maximum secrecy. I reckon this place would fit the bill.
Sure.
Underground. No humans for miles.
Of course. What I'm wondering is why you called us here. Not why here, but what is your story? Please, tell me your story. There's always time for a story. Why do you need our help?
I'll tell you my saga.
Great. I can't wait to hear your saga. Saga.
It's a story of great distress, heartbreak, and anguish.
Wonderful.
It has all the makings of a great fairy tale, but it is even more important because it is true.
Let's just get cracking then, shall we?
Of course. That's what I'm doing.
Good.
Let's start at the beginning. Once upon a time, there was a big bang.
Oh, Lord.
Is something wrong?
I just wasn't expecting... Oh! I forgot something. Something very important.
What's that?
Cocoa.
Cocoa?
It's protocol. Would you like some?
Oh, yes, No. No, I definitely don't want cocoa. Saga doesn't like cocoa.
Suit yourself. That helps calm the nerves.
Should I just keep going?
Probably best. You seem to have a lot to get through.
The big bang was my head hitting the ground.
Oh, thank God. I was getting ready for a very long night.
I fell Dramatically, or so I have been told.
Down a mountain? Or from a tall building? Or from a plane?
Down the front stairs.
Oh. Long stairs?
The front steps. About 3 feet.
And you hit your head?
Affirmative. Very hard on the ground. Eggs everywhere. I bought eggs, apparently. But I can't remember any of it.
And all the king's horses and all the king's men?
No, just the ambulance.
That was a reference to Humpty Dumpty.
The first thing I remember is waking up in a hospital. I had been in a coma for a very, very long time.
Many years had passed.
About 4 weeks.
Ah.
But my memory had completely disappeared.
So you woke up with complete memory loss?
It gets better.
What?
I knew not who I was, nor where I was, or whether I was there. I felt like dragons had been gnawing on my soul.
Why do you speak like that?
Like what?
Like... never mind.
I was all alone. All I had for company was an old DVD of The Bridge on the River Kwai, and a paperback copy of Eating in the Light of the Moon, How Women Can Transform Their Relationship with Food Through Myths, Metaphor and Storytelling by Dr. Anita Johnston.
And that would explain it.
But then, one day, in through the door came a man.
A doctor?
No. The doctors were there every day. A stranger.
Okay. I'm listening.
Someone I'd never seen before.
A messenger?
A secret agent? An assassin?
He sat on my bed, cried and laughed and said, "You are back, Belinda. You are back. I am your husband."
But he wasn't, since your name is Saga, right?
No, he was. My name's Belinda.
I thought your name was Saga.
And then, in through the door.
Yes.
In through the door.
Yes.
In through the door.
Yes. Oh, for Christ's sake, who comes through the door?
My children.
Hallelujah. Their sweet faces light up your day and you feel your memory seeping back. The pain of giving birth stirs as a physical memory through your body. The smell of those little kids reawaken your maternal instincts.
They were a bunch of horrible shits.
Of course they were.
A pair of insufferable brats. Two disgusting, snot-faced, mummy this, mummy that, soul-sucking diaper fillers spoiled beyond repair. And as they crawled all over my hospital bed with those crayon-stained fingers tearing at each other's hair, fighting over a lollipop and almost poking my eye out with it, I realized that the person who created those selfish little leeches was me.
I think it's normal for parents to dream of escaping their children, especially when they're at the age where they...
Do all parents dream of their kids skewering themselves on the fire grate and bleeding out all over the cinders?
That's just a daydream. It's nothing to...
I spent yesterday sharpening the fire grate, just in case.
A momentary lapse
then
of...
Then I scraped all the anti-slip off their socks.
Perhaps mothering isn't your strongest suit.
My mum likes them, though. So they take me home from the hospital and back to my home.
And did that jog any memories?
The house had pink wallpaper and doilies.
I'm guessing you couldn't stand it.
Correct, Mum.
And now you want out?
Yes. I think it would be best for all concerned.
I still don't understand why you need Amelia, though. Can't you just leave? Divorce your husband, abandon your children, pull a Nora and escape the doll's house?
I tried that last week. When the police found me, I got all the way to Bladbean. They brought me home, reported me to the OPG.
The Office of the Public Guardian.
And gave me this.
An ankle bracelet.
It's got a GPS tracking device, so that I won't get lost again. It's a new safety measure for amnesia sufferers. If I'm not home by 6 o'clock, they'll come looking for me. I pretend I've been in the park right above us, but I'm always hiding down here. The cave suits me better.
And your husband has probably been made your deputy, has he? He's got lasting power of attorney.
He's got the demeanor of a braggadocious crybaby, that's what he's got.
I guess death is the only way out for you, then.
Fake death.
Indeed.
Then I'll come back, and I can be Saga for real.
And who is she?
Someone who lives. I've never lived before.
Well, you have. You just can't remember it.
No. Belinda didn't live. Belinda liked fluffy toilet seat covers, scented candles, and pillow talk. I'm different. I need to feel that I'm living. I'm Saga.
Are you sure you're not a Batman fan?
I don't know this Batman you are talking about, but if he likes bats, we get on just fine. Belinda liked Chiweenies.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Well, Saga, I understand your predicament, but there's one problem.
What's that?
Amelia is not a charity.
You don't think I can pay?
I don't mean to be rude, but Belinda doesn't strike me as the
I am Saga.
But does Saga have money?
I have the insurance, plus what I got from suing the company that fixed our stairs. It was a loose slate.
And all that adds up to...
Let me write this down with my foot.
That's the sum?
Yes.
In pounds?
Sorry, I forgot a zero.
Well, Saga, the Amelia Project is happy to take on your case.
Really? That is wonderful.
To be honest, I feel it's our duty. If only to avoid a Medea-adjacent situation.
Sorry?
So, what kind of life does Saga envision for herself? What would you like to be?
An army general. No, a soldier. SWAT team. I want to see action. Royal Marines. French Foreign Legion.
The thing is, Saga, we really don't like placing our clients in the line of fire. We try to help people escape danger, survive. We do fake deaths, not real ones.
Can I be an assassin?
Nope. Sorry, we have a no collateral policy.
Then what do you suggest?
I think we have an opening as a wildlife photographer.
Oh, are you joking? That's not dangerous.
If you photograph the rotten cavities of a tiger, it is.
I want to be in a war zone.
Okay. How about we meet in the middle? We might be able to find you a new life as a foreign correspondent. You'll be covering disaster areas. Volcanoes, tsunamis, nuclear plant explosions.
War zones.
And war zones. Could that be a deal?
I'm in.
Any dying wishes?
I have one. But it's sort of embarrassing.
Trust me. Nothing can shock me. Nothing much. A few things, maybe. The bats scared me a bit, but...
Can I have a mum?
What?
In my new life, can I have a mum?
Oh, no. When I said dying wishes, I meant how would you like to die? I was trying to be funny. You want to keep your mother?
Not my mum. A mum.
Ah. Because you realize you can't keep anything from your current life.
My current mum gave me the name of Linda and taught me how to crochet, so screw her.
But you want a mother?
Yes. Is that silly?
No, no. We've had much weirder wishes than that.
She needs to be like Mother Earth. When I go see explosions and limbs strewn about the place, she will be my umbilical cord, mooring me to the circle of life as a symbol of the interconnectedness of existence.
If there is one thing we can learn from your experience, it is that a person should not construct their identity solely from war movies and self-help books.
Sorry.
There's this woman whom we resurfaced as an Eighth Order priest with the Reformed Druids of North America. I'll have a chat with her and see if she'd be willing to be your... let's call it your spiritual mother. You can drop by when you need a cleanse from bloodshed and death. She lives in Utah.
Is she as wise as time is old?
Well, she was only 19 when we made her disappear, but after Kozlowski was done with her, she now looks 90.
Great.
So, how would you like to die?
Gunfight.
That doesn't seem a likely way for Belinda to die.
No, of course, I see. Blow me up.
Still not...
gas explosion.
Better. But may I make a suggestion?
Okay.
How about you fall down the stairs again?
The same stairs.
It'll be like a last glorious, ironic screw you to Belinda and her tepid, insipid, pastel-coloured past.
Sounds silly.
Well, the best deaths often are. Now, we might have to amputate the leg to remove the bracelet, but I'm sure Kozlowski can reattach it once we find him again. Unless we could just blow it off with some gunpowder. I wish Salvatore was still around. He had a real way with explosives.
The explosives, nice.
I did all right, didn't I? I reckon this calls for a toast. There's a bottle of Veuve Clicquot in the boat. Look who can do an interview.
I'll be in touch.
Ah, there it is. Hello? Saga? 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 Where did you go? Well, never mind. I think I still deserve a glass of this. Whew. That was weird. So, Saga! A toast in your honour. But to what? I know. To living on the wild side. Forget to scream. Gah!
Stay tuned for the epilogue, but first the credits. This episode was written and edited by Øystein Ulsberg Braga, directed by Øystein and Philip Thorne, designed by Eli Hamada McElveen, with engineering by Dominic Hargreaves and music by Frederick Barden. It featured Beth Eyre as Saga, Julia C. Thorne as Alvina, Alan Bergen as the interviewer, and Julia Morizawa as Amelia. Graphic design by Anders Pedersen and production assistance by Marty Partivan. Thank you to our patrons who fund the making of this show, and a shout out to our super patrons Angel Acevedo, Sophia Anderson, Jem Fiddick, Alban Asant, Emily and Allison, Stephanie Weitenhiller, Mintz and Such, Rafael Eduardo Vifas Verastaki, and J.K. Robbins. For transcripts, merch, bonus material, and ways to support the show, visit ameliapodcast.com. Patrons will be getting a bonus episode of the Alvina Archives next week, and the next regular episode drops in 2 weeks. And now, the epilogue.
Crystal?
Hi, it's Alvina. How are you? Is life good over there in Utah? Listen, I have a favor to ask. There's this lady, Saga, who... Yes, who wants a new mother. How did you know? An owl told you? Wait, you are talking about the nocturnal animal, right? Big wings, big eyes, to wit to who? Right. So... Was the owl bringing a letter then, like a pigeon, or...? The owl spoke to you. Well, that's... incredible. It isn't incredible? It's normal. Okay. Yes, I see. I think. Sorry? Yes, this one will be coming your way. Would you be able to... Oh, that's great! You've already made up a bed for her. That is so sweet of you. So what do you want in return? That I feed my local owls. Well, I'll get some... mice. Just a pleasure, Crystal. I'm really grateful. And do say thank you to that owl. I guess the owls really aren't what they seem. Thank you, Crystal. Bye now.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.